My name is Meg Hutchinson. I'm a singer and a songwriter. I've been living with mental illness since I was a teenager, but it took me nearly a decade to realize it. In the years since my diagnosis, I've become a mental health advocate and speaker.
And one of the things really propelling me to make this film was the sense when I was going through the most difficult chapter of my life that there weren't many examples, there weren't many other stories I could turn to of people who had gone through something like that and come out the other side to have a rich, productive life. And I felt a responsibility to tell the story so that someone else going through that experience would not feel alone.
The same lines of poetry were racing through my head over and over. I was terrified.
What's madness but nobility of soul at odds with circumstance? What's sampled by the loss of reason, burned dissolved in the
I had arrived at a point where I could no longer hide my illness. Shame and lack of education about mental illness almost killed me.
Living with bipolar disorder, do you think that made it easier or harder for you to go through and speak with people and create the film?
I think it deepens your compassion to go through an experience like that. And I had the great fortune of meeting Rob Stegman and Todd Quaite, the filmmakers who directed and produced Pack Up Your Sorrows. And we were able to go all over the country interviewing leading minds, geneticists, neuroscientists, historians, authors, people who could answer some of the big questions that I had about these illnesses, about the way our culture views them, and about what's integral to healing.
What did you learn from those people?
So one of the things I think that we really were able to establish was how biological these illnesses are. And when you're going through that experience, it's so easy to blame yourself or to think that it's something you should be able to will yourself through. And it is in many ways comforting to realize, you know, these are illnesses of the brain. They're not something we've created through some character weakness, some moral failing. And they were able to really tell us scientifically, you know, to some extent what we understand about the brain, but also how these illnesses, how these treatments are improving.
For the film, Hutchinson speaks with Kay Redfield Jamison, who is co-director of the Mood Disorders Center and a professor at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. She also lives with bipolar disorder.
As soon as you say the word stigma, there's an implication that there's something to be stigmatized that you're talking about. I don't like looking at mental illness that way.
I really like her choice of the word discrimination, that it has a much more legal connotation and is very accurately describing this fact that we really are still marginalizing and making these judgments of people who are living with these illnesses. And, you know, that part of that is due to the fact that we're not recognizing that so many Americans, so many people around the world are living with these illnesses. There's so much shame and there's so much that it remains difficult for people to talk about. And that adds to it. The silence adds to the problem.
Steve McCarroll, the director of genetics for the Stanley Center for Psychiatric Research at Broad Institute, is also featured in the film.
A friend of mine said, you know, I had a child who had cancer, and I had a child who was diagnosed with schizophrenia. And the difference was, with the child who was diagnosed with schizophrenia, no one brought us a casserole. And I felt like that story really showed how much people struggle to even with the best of intentions, to make sense of what's happening in these situations and of what people need.
It's such a poignant story, and I think it really sums up the fact that we still struggle to know how to support someone who's going through this and to know how to reach out to a family. And I think we can change that by saying, you know, these are illnesses of the brain. They're like an illness that would impact any other part of your body. Yes, they can impact your thinking, and they can be extreme at times, But this is, you know, these are illnesses that deserve the support and the conversation and the research funding like any other illness. And I have tremendous hope that as we talk about this, as we change the views, we can save a lot of lives. You know, we lose someone every 13 minutes to suicide in this country. We lose 22 veterans a day to suicide. You know, we lose 1,100 college students every year. These are people who, the majority of them, could be saved by treatment and by a culture that is more open and more able to discuss these problems.
You could pack up your sorrows.